Hello everyone, welcome back on another episode with Pretty Boy Chief. We are going on episode 8, and if you've been with us since episode 1 to this hour, I mean, you are amazing, you are beautiful, you don't try. It means that you've subscribed and you've been, you know, keeping tabs on us. I really appreciate. Anyways, like I said earlier, welcome back on the Traffic Vlog. I'll be hanging out with the two usual people, Sean John and Stephanie. So far, since episode 1 down to this hour, we've been talking about relationship and partner and how to do in relationship, what feels right and what shouldn't feel right. And literally, some people can't just relate. Some people are not just following up. It's like we are speaking gibberish. We're not speaking in the language they can understand just because of their single nature, which I don't know, for some reason and for their own reason, they decided to remain single. So today we'll be entering that matter. And for real, everybody, or even if you're in a relationship or you're in relationships, because nowadays people are keeping several relationships. So if you're in a relationship or ships, you'll be able to relate to this topic, because before you entered that ship, you were single. So yeah, that's the topic. We're talking about singlehood and single things and single ladies and single boys. But first of all, let me welcome you guys. Welcome back to Traffic Vlog.
Episode 8. Thanks for having me again.
So, Luigi, for you, how has it been from episode 1 to episode 8?
Yeah, it's been cool. I like sharing experiences, so it's been cool. I get some feedbacks from listeners. They always give me some nice things. Yeah, most people don't agree with me, but I like it like that.
So. Anyway, Sha, Stephanie, how have you been?
It's been fine. Okay.
So from episode 1 to episode 8, how has it been? You feel like the message, we are passing the message, or we are just vibes on vibes?
Well, it's both actually, because I mean, if you need vibes to pass a message at times.
Drop things down. Anyways, let's dive into it. Since what you've been saying, you always portraying your relationship as past, so I believe you are single from episode 1 to this hour. Are you a single?
Yeah, fortunately.
Yeah. Fortunately.
Yeah, because it's not a bad thing for me now.
Steph, how about you? Single, complicated relationship, confused.
What's
your status?
Thank you very much. I am 100% single.
Okay, so what's your single? Single and ready to mingle, single and searching. Single, because you're in your whole face. Which of the single that you're...
Please, just single. Thank you.
So not single to mingle, single and ready to mingle.
Just single, thank you very much.
So what about you? You're in your whole face. Face. You just want to...
I'm on my own face. I know when you see a woman. I don't need to do it there.
Yeah. Okay, you're single just alone.
I just do it on my own,
Well, seriously, how long have you been single?
I feel see them, but like, may not pass one day. After like one day, you go your side, like, I'm my own.
What do you classify your single as? Is it just alone? Or single and mingling? Or single and searching? Or single because you want to be on a shower?
You know what? I've never like searched. That's me personally.
They're always searching for you.
No, nobody's searching for me.
You're always having a dog going.
It just happens the way it happens, you understand? It's not as if I actively said I need a girlfriend, I'm looking for a girlfriend. It just happens the way it happens.
Okay.
You understand? So I've realized that when I'm searching, it doesn't work out for me. I end up meeting
nonsense.
I swear. So just try and focus on yourself and do your own thing. And maybe somebody will come around. So like, that's what I'm looking for, you know.
So now about you, you are in your office, or you have to be one. It can't just be.
Please, I am
air.
Single and single. Thank you.
So you're saying if someone should come and approach you with the intention of getting a relationship with you, you are single and single. You're not even.
Yeah, you know, you won't answer him. You look at his face.
Okay. Yes, I might give him a try.
So you're single and open. You're open to it now.
Thank you. I'm single and open. That's the word.
Not single and mingle.
No, that's not single. And that's a single and open. Thank you. Don't even change it.
Okay. So how long have you been single?
Officially. Officially, I've been single for 2 years.
Wow. Unofficially.
Wow, that's a long time.
Unofficially, how long have you been single?
Unofficially, a year.
What? So what does that mean? Unofficially,
no, I'm confused.
Okay, unofficially.
That 1 year difference, the whole phase, she was probably mingling with someone.
Please, I was single for 2 years. Okay, here's what I mean by I've been unofficially single.
Yeah.
For the past 1 year, I've been meeting people that at some point it feels like it's going somewhere and then it just like it just ends.
Oh, so you were mingling.
I was mingling.
How about you, Sean? How long?
Mine isn't that long actually. Think about 3 months.
3 months.
Yeah.
So basically, how do you feel single? Like coming from a relationship, how is it?
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. When you've been in a long relationship.
You're saying it's tough. What of Sean? What of Stephanie?
2 years. I think because it's 2 years, I got used to it. You understand?
Thank you. Honestly, it
took me time to adjust personally. Because at the time, my girlfriend was my only friend. I don't talk to people that much.
She.
So we always chat and everything. So like that new adjustment, it takes time to get used to. At first, it wasn't easy. Till now, it's not really easy. If I'm being honest, till now, though. But
so you're saying?
Yeah, definitely. You definitely miss that communication part and even the intimacy too. But
you don't have anybody to cut your argument around.
Why now? Don't vomit in my face now.
Have you like at any time texted her just to catch that vibe, that communication vibe? Just
At first, I felt like it's not because.
Wait,
I'm very rational.
Who broke up?
Who saved?
She broke up with me.
Ah,
but
you need a hug right now.
No, true now, true now. She broke up with me, but like, I mean, it felt as if I don't hold any grudge against her because it felt as if. She really had no option. It was a very, very complicated,
okay,
very deep issue.
So the mutual something.
We're not really mutual.
Maybe you're saying that if she had not broken up, you would have broken up.
No, I wouldn't have. But it was a situation where she felt like she needed to do it for herself.
Okay.
And it was just too. It was a deep issue. It was a very deep issue.
Okay.
Family was involved. And different was involved too. So
didn't you feel like she wasn't considerate? Like she didn't consider your feelings.
Please, no. I don't understand.
Now you are a follow talk. You have been single for 2 years. You cannot relate to this topic.
She did, because the issue was going on for a while, and she kept trying. But
thank you.
It got to a point where I felt
you have to respect her decision.
I had to like allow her to live her life.
You know, I'm like picturing you from how it has been episode one. You're always always key on communication. Didn't you guys communicate?
Out of that, yeah, but that led to
Stephanie, you leave me. I'm sure that follow talk.
Yeah, but it is, you know, we are at different levels in our life.
Okay.
You understand? The level we are at, you know, we are not in control of everything, all the factors, you understand? We are still going to school, you are still looking for a job, all kind of things. So there's some things that you just have to focus on first before you can even start talking about relationships. So it was a tough decision, but I understood.
It was best for both of you.
Probably for her. Okay. That's what she felt was best for her, and I cannot tell her what's best for her. You know?
So you probably like just cried under your sheets and just took your L.
Yeah, you took your L. Now what do you want to do again? But it is that why I didn't hold any grudge against her. Initially, yes, you'll be a bit bitter, a bit, but when you're still visiting, you have to find out that okay, yeah, this is life. You understand? So we have to talk, we have to communicate. I won't advocate for you keep communicating with your ex. But I can do that because I feel like I'm
it
very mature.
It is not healthy, sure.
Yeah, it's not healthy, yeah.
No, for someone that's just 3 months away, I think you can still text her and just catch up.
It's not healthy something to do. But it's that I'm not in a relationship.
So she's not
in a relationship.
See,
she's not offending anyone.
In as much as we don't like saying the truth,
You
both are going to find it very hard to move on from each other. True or false?
Yeah, that was.
Thank you. If you are breaking up, see, I don't. I'm not against the whole I'm not against the whole if people break up, people just end your friendship or whatever.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, people can still be good friends
and
all of that. Because I mean, people break up because of genotype and they are still cool with each other.
Yeah.
So.
But it is that I feel. I don't know, maybe I'm just saying it based on the one reason now. Maybe I might be wrong, but I feel like even if she has a new boyfriend, I can still talk to her. Like I just feel like it was not just about us dating. Like, we actually, she was like my only friend, literally.
Yeah, yeah,
if I'm talking to her, then who am I?
She'll speak to me.
If you let's assume you're her new boyfriend, how would you feel if she tells you?
This talk is drifting to her.
Yeah.
It's talking to
That's her. What I mean. That's what I mean. Like, if she was in a relationship, and if she says, I'm in a relationship, you can't keep communicating, I would understand that one. Mm-hmm. Because even while we were dating, I had to literally explain to her why her talking to her ex is not a good thing, you understand? So if she told me that, I would understand. But the fact is that she's in a relationship, I'm in a relationship. So we just, and when we talk, it's not even talk every day, it's just once in a while. How you doing? How's your mom?
That's on.
If what?
She's not in a relationship now.
She's not now. And if she was, I'd probably like take my space and go my own way. That I won't make anything complicated, you understand?
Okay.
That's what I feel.
For you, Stephanie, what's the effect of this singlehood? Like how has it been being single?
Basically the first year I was still talking to my ex and
you're advising Sean now.
That's what I said, it's difficult because I mean the moving on process wasn't there. So then I was always seeing people that I feel like not as much as I hate to admit it, I always had rebounds. So I'm sorry if I made you rebound, but it's not my fault. I mean, you kept pushing, so.
Okay.
So for the first year, it was the on and off thing. He was always coming, going, and all of that.
Why do we have any rebound?
You know that kind of thing that when he comes around and then he just vanishes all of a sudden. Okay. And then unfortunately, somebody's son will just be in one corner.
Shooting shots.
I mean, but honestly, it's been tough. Sha. Well, I mean, if we've been single before we started dating, we will not die.
So, like, you've been single for like 2 years now?
Yep.
And you don't feel like, I don't think you feel like any reason to just casual vibe with your ex or your ex-ex or the ex.
No.
You guys don't talk?
No.
At all?
Like I said, for me, the moving on process is very important because I feel like I need to heal from whatever it is so that I don't have to come and be, should I say, comparing you with somebody that you don't have an idea about. Or having to be like, okay, probably things he did that got me pissed off, I'm transferring to you. So basically, I just want to be, I just want to heal from that.
Singleness, whatever, and you being in a relationship, which would you prefer? Are you happy being single? That's the question.
Am I happy being single?
So are you really? I feel like every single person they just claim to be happy, but they actually need someone. They are dying for that opportunity.
Yes, I am.
Because I have this lady that's always posting single and happy. Single, I don't need any man.
That is a lie. If you are single and happy, you will not be posting. That's just the truth. I have this mood friend. Her name is Jennifer. Jennifer has heard me and she has insulted me a lot. Because every time I'm down, every time I want to rant, every time like there's something bugging me, it's she I call. And then the next thing she's like, single friend, go no go find man or this guy rubbish talk.
Yeah, that's not good. She's just teasing you though.
Yeah, she's teasing me obviously, but well, it's not
touching,
fun.
It's touching.
Thank
it's
you.
Certain... Does she have a boyfriend?
Okay, that's the thing.
You know about life, right? Like we always want what we don't have, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? I was relationship for 3 years, and trust me, there was a lot of stress involved. The good part was nice, but like there were times where
your good part was more than your bad part.
The bad part like make the relationship interesting. Like when you're trying to remember, you'd be like, you did this or you didn't do that.
When the bad part is happening,
it's annoying, obviously.
You'll be like, what did I put myself into? Because at a point, you'll be like, I can't even leave this relationship because we're already like gone so far. Like, yeah, you keep trying to make things work, you understand? So, I mean, you are taking for not just yourself, you are taking for somebody else.
My dear,
I can't just, sure, now let me give you basics. Let me just give you basics. I can't just, today is what, Saturday, yeah? I can't just 9 o'clock just randomly say, oh, I'm going to the club. No, I have to call my baby. This is what I'm doing. She will not tell me, okay, let's go together. So, like, I mean, these are random things. You're not totally free. Like, free, you have to think for you and your babe too, and the same for her. So, like, I think, like, people should just, any phase you are in, just enjoy the phase you are in. You understand?
Sean, are you happy? I'm feeling like a therapist now. Are you happy being single? Like, behind the smile now, are you happy?
I'm not. I'm enjoying the period. I'm trying to enjoy
happy?
The period. Yeah. I'm actually. I'm much better than I was when we just initially broke up.
Okay.
You understand? So I'm trying to enjoy the.
So you did cry.
I cried now. Everybody cried.
What?
What the hell now? What question is that?
You cried. Are you serious?
I cried for random things. I cried for movies. So what? What did I cry for?
Was all that I'm seeing.
Justification for your crying?
No, crying is a normal thing. We all cry now. We cry once in a while now.
Stop that crying, please.
So let me ask you.
Yeah.
If you had the opportunity to get back with this girl for oh whatever God. Reason or remain single, like you're just giving, you're giving these two options.
This guy, date your ex or go to jail. Which one?
Okay, now it's get back with your ex or remain single. Which would you prefer?
I don't even think about that, honestly.
No, just pick one.
It's just
you know. It's not too hard to like sit down and really...
Okay, sit down and think. Take your time.
I can't answer. It depends on what she tells me. You understand?
No. We're talking about you.
Sean,
opinion.
Stop circling on this question.
No, see that thing. If I can't change her opinion, it won't matter now.
Okay, what if she said yes and then...
That's what I mean. Like, she will have to like
okay, this is
convince
it.
Me.
Okay, this is it. She comes to you and be like, okay, can we get back together? Now you're left with these options. Get back with her or remain single. Remain this... I don't know if you're happy, or you mean this yourself. It's so hard.
So you will literally go to jail, right?
Because of the choking.
No, like, guy. Okay. I mean, I can't say for sure now.
Except how about you?
I can't say for sure now.
Get back with your ex. Like, he's the one literally asking for that, you know, that thing. Get back with your ex or remain single.
Please, I'll remain single. Thank you very much.
That means the end wasn't
a happy... How do you break up with somebody and tell the person that you're breaking up with the person because she's too fine to be dating only you?
That's cops.
Thank you. Like, that's literally cops.
Cancel, capital letter.
Like, you are capping. There's really nothing. You just make me feel like I wasted my time being with you.
Like, for me, why I can't just say for sure is because... For us, like the circumstances in which we broke up, they were deep stores they were going on.
Okay.
So like she would have to like convince me that something is different before I would just okay, let's try again.
Okay.
But if she just come and based on she's feeling lonely, I'll be like, okay, I miss you.
So you're saying if she gives you enough reason, you get back.
If she gives me enough reason, but not just I miss you, or let's no. Like, because we'll still come back to the same issue.
So wait, if she comes and says she wants to smash.
If I'm getting
it correctly, like I said, I'm single. She's single.
So
like,
she comes and says she wants to smash.
It's not a bad idea.
There's nothing there. There's nothing there.
No, for what you just said, I don't think you're totally happy with your singlehood. You would like the opportunity, but it needs to come with a reasonable reason. If there's something like that.
The thing is, nobody wants to die alone. Yeah, we're all working towards eventually getting married, or not getting married, actually being with somebody. Yeah, so it's not as if. While you're in that process, you don't need to be unhappy. I'm not saying I'm not happy being single. I'm just saying that if she comes and she convinces me, I won't mind trying again. Mm-hmm. You understand? It doesn't mean that you should always be thinking of, oh, I need somebody to be with. No, your life, whether you're with somebody or not, your life still goes on now.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I won't really like ask Stephen this question because the person you were dating is not really a human being. So I would ask this question.
Please ask me the question. I want to hear the question.
Okay, looking at how you guys spent the relationship,
mm-hmm.
and how you are now being single, which do you prefer? Like, I'm not saying like you should relieve that part. I'm just saying like, with every experience you guys shared and
mm-hmm.
your singlehood now, how you can smash and move, chop and slide, which would you prefer?
okay, well, there are some things you have to do consideration, Sha.
It's maybe something.
Like Sean said, it's just better, but like Sean said, you don't want a scenario whereby you want to die alone. No, no. You need company, so at times, Sha.
So you get back
to the But like, you know, as a person, as a human being, do you actually rate the guy?
Yeah.
As a human being?
For me to be in the relationship with him. I mean, I feel like I waited
enough. Even though, after you broke up, you still respect him?
Yes, he's there with me himself.
No, that's the thing. Like, depends on how you break up. Let's say he was cheating on you now, he was doing something.
Yeah, the way they broke up
is stupid now. Yeah, no. Then I will not advise any lady to go back. You understand? Mm-hmm. If my baby was cheating on me, there's no going back. There's no going back.
You prefer the time to spend with your babe to this, your period now.
Yes, for sure.
I mean, we're going
out.
Not
for you.
Not for me.
Yeah, we're going out now. You know, I go out with my guys, take me good picture. They can't even take me good picture. My babe.
Fuck you, bro. Fuck you, bro.
My babe was.
Put in my strength and
your
energy.
Your babe was a photographer, right?
And she was funny, yeah. She asked me to make me laugh.
So all the pictures I've taken for you, rather.
Please.
Yes, so that's what I mean. But it is that if I didn't rate her as a person, I will not consider going back to her again. Let's say she did something very vindictive or she was on Facebook or whatever, okay. Then I can't go back to relationship. But because of the circumstances in which we broke up, I can actually consider.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, if things change.
I think you guys are really, like, tight. You guys still talk.
Yeah. I try to keep distance more. Yeah. We can't be talking too much. You know, it makes things hard, but from time to time, we still communicate.
Thank you. I'm glad you learned that talking to her too much is going to make it hard.
Yeah, too.
Like, it's not like you just like ghost the person and you still talk once.
My dear. Mm-hmm.
But naturally, I always tell people like it's better you just cut off like 100% if you can.
It's better if you cut off.
If you looking at Steph now, do you think like 2 years is like more than enough to remain single? Because I'm looking at your life in these 2 years now. Like, what have you been doing with your life?
I've been meeting people.
And none has been like enough.
I feel like she's been in her whole phase, like doing the chop and slide.
No, for 2 years, that's a long time now.
What is long about it? Okay, see, it's not like, okay.
I mean the phase is referring to like.
No, wait.
That's a long time.
No, 6 months for recovery.
See, okay,
then
I am
1 year, 6 months for
recovery. I'm going to say it as it is.
Yeah. Okay. You've been chopping.
Last year,
yeah.
I met somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking, mm-hmm. Gay friends.
He swept you off your feet.
Everything. And the next thing he told me was he had feelings for his ex. Like,
which kind of animals did he meet?
I clearly asked you before I said thinking of taking you serious.
Yeah.
That's one. And he clearly told me, nah. And okay. So now, do you think I should consider that one?
No, you can't consider now.
Thank you.
See that? Yes, I actually feel what you feel, you understand? Because even before my last girlfriend, I was single forever. Like probably but basically my first like real relationship, you understand? Mm-hmm. So you always meet people that are useless, so don't settle for less.
Thank you.
If it needs to take 5 years,
Sean,
10 years.
Sean, you are encouraging her to remain single.
Yeah, because
an extra year.
Because it's better to like be single than be somebody
that does not respect you.
Yeah, or that will like basically affect your life in a negative way.
You know, like there's this sickness that comes without getting smashed. For a long time.
No, it doesn't mean I'm not. I mean,
okay, she can.
She's
fit.
That's a different topic. Yeah, that's a different topic. Because let me give you an example. Now, there was this babe I met recently. Yeah. I don't know. It's not as if I'm really open to dating, but I just said, let me just meet up with her. And I was like, I can't meet up with her again after that. She just kept talking. Like,
she knew that you talk.
Like, before I even say one thing, she was really like, God. I was like, Jesus Christ. You know, you shut up. I was even with anyhow, that's a different thing. But from what I could hear about her, that she kept settling. You understand? Okay. She would meet up with a guy. The guy, after first day, he's already making moves on her. Like, and after that day, he will not call her. But maybe he just sends her money. She will not come back and meet
him. This is exactly the same thing I said before when I said, if you are chasing a girl, you have to keep up with the energy when you
But she kept settling, you understand? Maybe she just feels, okay, this guy is. And she kept settling, and she kept meeting younger people. So okay. Even now, she meets somebody, let's assume that she meets somebody like me now, who is a good person. She can't, chill now, who is a good person, like, she can't even like fully put energy because she's already scared, you understand? So that's why I said, don't damage yourself. Because take your time. If you are damaged, nobody wants you again. Me, I don't want any stress. I don't want. I'll not be like a therapist. That's not what I need. So,
sure. So, if I get you correctly, you're taking your time before you enter the new relationship.
I'm not taking my. If I see anybody that I meet now, I'm not. I don't mind. It's just I'm not like going outside. Oh,
No, personally, okay. Since you said that you're not single and searching,
yeah,
that means you're not the one that will make the move.
For me,
circumstance
yeah.
just has to.
Yeah, that's my experience. Unless maybe I'm getting too old and it's not working out. You know, after like maybe call like my mom years. And tell her after I need wife.
Like 2 years. When is like taking more than 2 years or above 3 years?
Jeez, can you stop
this? Yeah, maybe.
It's like a direct answer. Go and get a man.
No, like see. If it's like 2 years, I might
you might take
okay, maybe I gotta change my tactics.
I don't believe
it.
Well, honestly, I feel like you should actually recover from whatever. Like Sean said, yeah. Nobody wants to be anybody's therapist. Yeah. I mean, you're entering the relationship because you want to, and like, you're like,
feel okay, something new.
Yes, that's just it.
So, are you saying that your experience in your past relationship mm-hmm. would like have a major effect in your new relationship mm-hmm. if you ever get in the next 5 years?
First and foremost, it's not 5 years. Second of all, no, it won't, because I think I'm this kind of person that is open to anything new, and the energy you give me matters a whole lot. Yes.
So how about you, Sean?
If definitely affects, you understand? But
yeah, I feel like it would affect now because
you've learned some things now.
Except you know,
learned something now, but people are different. You understand? One thing that you should never do is. Let's say you meet somebody new, you now keep constantly talking about.
Yeah,
that is it. When I hear girls tell me that guys talk, like I'm like, that guy does not meet you. You understand? That is such a, it's very, very insulting in a way. You understand? Even if I was married before for 10 years, I'm not going to be mentioning my ex-wife to my new wife or else girlfriend, my new girlfriend anyhow. You don't.
So how about in that. A situation where your current partner is always like asking about. This person, because I know
why would she be asking?
I don't know, probably insecurity or
okay,
because we are still friends and because okay, my ex
yeah.
is in the same school with me and we still like talk and she's in my department.
Okay,
so there's no way I will hide my face or enter world.
Okay, then in that case,
so she's like constantly asking.
Yeah, in that case, she's asking because you know she wants to feel secure that nothing is going on. Then you have to make her feel secure that almost me and this my ex, we don't talk again. We're just hi.
I have to show proof. See, you know the chats.
Yeah,
my chief.
Yeah, if that's what you need to do to make her feel okay, then fine. It's normal. If I was dating a girl and her ex was in the same department or office as her, I won't feel comfortable now. She will have to make me feel comfortable. That's our responsibility. So it's normal.
But previously we've been talking about trust. If there's trust, there's no really.
Nah, this why human beings. It's just like you have a child now. You can trust your child. It doesn't mean that you would allow him to go out 12 p.m. in the night. Okay. It doesn't make sense.
So how do you feel this your 3 years relationship that just ended? How do you feel it will affect your new relationship? Like are there things you have to note? Like
it will make it harder for me basically, you understand? Because I know I experience that kind of, I know I'll cry again, you get.
Oh
yeah, that was the truth.
Baby boy.
Yeah.
You
don't
want you're looking for
if you look at this, single.
Yeah, like
2 years, 3 months.
You know, like I said, then I didn't really.
Put remote here.
Now my next relationship here.
See your next relationship here.
No, my next serious relationship.
So you know it's Stephanie.
What's bringing on this one now?
small matchmaking now. Small matchmaking.
I need to get up now. I'm not.
It just clicked. Single. Mix a Pringle.
It's not biology. So like for me, my next one here because. I'm actually very serious.
See,
my next one is going to be like, go on.
You have expectations. True.
Yes, I'm going to have expectations. And your life, like your life, what do you call it now?
Your life
pattern. How to do it in life pattern. You know what? Don't make me say after 1 year, say you won't go settings for Malaysia.
No. You want to make up?
I have to know your parents. I have to know you are sure your life good.
You're not switching up on me.
Yeah. I will not check if we are compatible or not before I will make any decision. You understand? I know always. Imagine you. Let's say you're in your late 20s now.
Mm-hmm.
and you did someone for 4 years, and at the end, you guys don't get married. It's like, in a way, like a waste of time.
So
I don't want that kind of experience.
Stephanie, how long did your ex last?
How long?
Not last a year.
6 months, no.
Which kind of relationship
did you do? Why you? So marriage is even last, like, lesser than that, so it's not a big deal.
So I feel, Stephanie, I feel like she didn't know things she was supposed to know at the early stages. That's why the relationship didn't get to.
People can switch up on you, like you said. Someone can just change. No, guys, we are very good at,
I feel like Stephanie is hot. So there's a hidden pain in her heart.
The truth is that I think that's part of the reasons why I'm taking my time.
2 years is enough. No, they use that one. Give excuse. 2 years is enough.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's not like I don't feel like 2 years is more than enough.
Go and get man.
But then I've been getting people that
just don't count.
They
the
give
years.
Me.
That's, no. Like he's trying to piss you. Don't count.
They
the
give
years.
Me a reason as to why I should remain single. Every fucking human being I meet, they give me one reason. Like this guy, I've been just being the streets.
What are you looking for? I'm just this.
Whole face. I tell you, she did this whole face for like 6 months.
Like, I don't understand girls, you understand? Let me tell you, truth be told, a good relationship here, like a good one, is very, very nice.
Okay.
I think there was a previous episode where we were talking about peace of mind, Me as a guy, when you are continuing to catch you, you are thinking of different things.
Yeah.
This one, your baby is there. No, just let's forget about that one. You have an issue emotionally, she's there. You also want to laugh too. So like a good relationship is very, very good.
So what's a situation whereby the person that is supposed to be your partner you're supposed to talk to is not really like that intellectual, so you just talk to yourself and talk to Jesus.
That's what I mean. That's why I said you don't settle for less, get. So if you are remaining single, it should be because you've not met the right person that fits everything. See, there's no it's not bad to be very picky. People are like, oh, this girl is too picky. Because it's not a bad thing, no more. If you are very selective, it's not bad. Just make sure that you know what you want. If you just allow anybody to come into your life, you end up keep getting disappointed. So,
me personally, I don't think I have been single for like 6 months. I don't think that's ever happened. I'm just always, with someone. And I feel like I need to experience that singlehood for like at least for some time.
You want to experience something? If you experience
something. No, I don't.
Thank you very much.
No,
I'm like,
if I think back,
to be single, guy, you can be single tomorrow.
You can do it you want, actually.
As you know, when you're young. But if I actually think about it, I'm not like really, 2 years. As I'm confused. Do you ever like feel lonely? Like, okay, what do you do when you're
doing this? Why are you doing this?
I've had a rebound, so I don't think.
Yeah, like you had guys there, but it's not as if it's a relationship, and that was normal now.
So you would have not said from the beginning that you're in your single and whole face?
No.
She has had rebounds.
It's not rebounds, but like there's just people there, like they are there. It's not as if.
I'm not understanding what the rebound is. Please explain, because the rebound I'm seeing is just. You just collect, you just exchange.
No, not this, just
a rebound is like something happened and you guys broke up. The first guy you can say is a rebound, but when it's like a normal thing, it's not really a rebound again. It's just.
So how many people have you been bounding?
No, that's don't answer this book.
Me, I've done answering him.
What do you do when you're lonely? What do you do at that?
Like
your,
I said,
that's
I
your,
talk to my friend.
Jennifer. That's why you are spending this much time finding a man, because you are always running to this Jennifer. I'm serious. Always running to this Jennifer, and you feel like she's your comforter.
Well, partially she is. Partially.
And that's why you could enter 10 years.
Not really 10 years.
Alright,
it won't take
long
anymore.
So what do you do when you're lonely? What do you do when you just feel like you need someone to talk to, or you're chatting, but you just feel like. Someone you need to chat more with rather than guys. And
I don't feel like that. You understand?
Feel lonely. You don't feel.
No, you feel lonely. When you feel lonely.
Okay, I don't know. Shall I
have more you sleep. You sleep now.
But honestly, it's not like you sleep. Yeah. Like, you're not gonna be texting the wrong people.
Exactly. Like I don't know. That's what I don't do.
So wait.
Oh, okay. To be
fair. Wait, you want to talk
fair,
to someone?
No. To be fair, I do have a friend, a female friend.
The best thing.
That is not when I'm lonely. No. If I feel like I'm about to do something
stupid.
I'll tell her and
she
will find a way to talk me out of it. Mm-hmm. You understand? Because in that lonely stage, you can do some stupid stuff.
Yeah. So you're basically saying when you're alone, you talk to your best friend.
Not really talk. I just make sure that I get corrected in a way.
And when Stephanie is lonely, she talks to Jennifer. Well, my own piece of advice as your therapist.
Please, you're not my therapist. Like, you can never be my therapist.
I'm advising you to go and get a man because 2 years is
please,
too much.
If you are listening,
2 years is way too much.
Come and find me.
Steph, no, honestly, you should. I don't know, go in and search or
come and find me. I'm not searching.
Me, I'm of the opposite view. Like, if the right person don't come, don't bother. Because me personally, I'm tired of seeing too many stupid relationships.
Thank you.
Like, around me, there's so many stupid relationships, you understand? That's why, you know, there's a lot of stigma in the whole relationship thing. There was a girl I was talking to recently, yeah? This girl told me that she had a boyfriend. Immediately she told me that she had a boyfriend, I friendzoned her.
Okay.
Now, this girl had texted me recently and was like, we should go to a movie. And I was like, okay. Remember, I don't understand, like, because if I had a girlfriend, I won't like my girlfriend to be going to a movie with a random guy.
Yeah.
You understand? That's disrespectful. Yeah, this girl even went as far as saying that she invited a friend. That she has a friend. But she'll not even be specific that my friend should be like 6 feet tall. You know what I mean?
How the smoky boo.
And that particular guy now in his mind now, he has a girlfriend. That is
I've had similar experience.
I feel like they both know what they do in relationships.
Bro, some don't know. Some don't know. Like some don't enter stupid relationship. Like you don't even fully know the person you are with safe. What the person is showing you is all you know. You don't really know anything more than
exactly.
That.
And
so take your time to know somebody first before you actually make that decision.
Right. So I don't have a relationship ending in 6 months. And 6 months for one funny reasons. But actually, this thing you said, I've had similar experience with someone like that. And I don't know the person. And if you see when she's talking about her boyfriend, like one kind Jesus, but she was still the one that, you know, got the energy. Let's go and watch a movie.
Yeah, they're like that now.
Don't generalize this.
No, they're like a lot of them.
There are
like
girls
that.
They're like that.
Final question. Yeah. When do you think you'll be fully mentally, physically, financially, emotionally, or the early join ready to enter a relationship? Or
at this point, I can't see it. So
are you working on yourself? Are you working towards it, or you're just on chills?
No, I'm not working towards it. I'm just like focusing on my own life.
Yeah.
You understand? I can't, like, for me looking at myself now, I can't see. You understand? I was supposed to go on a date with a girl. I went to London. I was looking for restaurants and all that. Just looking for restaurants and all. Just I was like, no, I can't go through with this. Because I was like, well, bring it back.
But what if she brought options?
Yeah, what options do you have?
Like where to go and all of that.
No, like what I mean is that because I did those things before, and I know that how intimate it was. I wasn't ready to get that intimate.
Yeah.
It's a different thing if you just come and just smash and I don't see the next day. But when we start holding hands, I'm not ready for all those.
So like
those things again.
The process of you picking restaurants is what like brought back those memories.
Yeah, and that was for me like
anyway, you're still
reminds
attached.
You of her.
Yeah.
That's not what I said.
That's what you're saying now.
I'm just giving an example of how to do that. You're not fully ready yet.
Okay, so you're not like 100% out of her shell. You're just...
What for the fuck?
No, no, if picking restaurants give you... I don't know, give you memories of her.
It's not about
you can probably go to gym and start thinking of her.
No, I think I know what he's trying to say.
Thank
like,
you.
Mentally,
for me, I'm not ready to get that close to somebody.
Okay, you're not ready for that work, that commitment.
Yes. So, but that closure,
comes,
that intimacy.
She comes,
okay.
If she comes now and says, let's go out. Who? You have the energy. Her? Your ex, yes.
Let's go out. To do what now? I don't understand. We're not dating again
now. Catch up now. I don't know. It's really not.
Yes, if we're catching up, if we're like communicating here, but we can't go like do romantic stuff now. That's just punishment. That's punishment now. I mean, like, because it was supposed to be like a romantic date, and I couldn't go through with that. You understand?
Okay.
That's what I mean.
How about you, Steph? Like, okay, 2 years you should be ready, but do you feel like you're still working on yourself, or do you feel like you're ready, you're 100% ready for whatever that comes with the guy?
I am ready. I'm ready, but then I don't know. Yes, I'm ready. That's just
it. So it's like public notice now. Stephanie, you know, we share your IG now, so I didn't go chat to you. Stephanie or whatever your name is ready for anything you guys can get or bring to her. She's been alone for 2 years. Two solid years.
Alone. Thank you.
Single
very much.
And sad.
I have not been sad.
Anyways, thank you for joining us on today's episode. Follow up on Instagram, Twitter with the name The Traffic Vlog. Follow me up on Twitter, Pretty Boy Chief. It's been an amazing episode with you guys. Episode 8, talking about singlehood and single, Pringle, whatever. Join us on next episode on The Traffic Vlog. If you haven't subscribed, do that now. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Radio Public, Jamit, any streaming platform that you have, just subscribe and follow us. Click that follow button, bros. Okay, click that follow button. Thank you very much. And as you're clicking, lest I forget, give us your review, rate us, make you enter chats now. I beg. So thank you very much for now. Stay safe. Pray Nigeria's economy will not hit you. Just keep working. Do as much as you can. I don't know. Double your hustle. God day. Stay safe. God bless. I love you, but God loves you more.
Bye.